Grace and peace to you from God our Father, and from our Lord and our Savior, our ever-living Lord, Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, we heard of two people this morning that I want us to compare and contrast. On one side, you have a disciple of Jesus, and on the other, you have Abram. On the one side, you have this disciple who has earned the nickname Doubting Thomas. On the other side, you have Abram who has received the nickname the Father of Faith. At first glance, it may seem like Abram is a lot more faithful than Thomas. But here's the thing. Yes, Thomas had his doubts, but Abram also had his fears. And when you really think about it, fear is a lot like doubting. For when you are afraid, you are doubting if everything is going to happen, everything okay. So since Thomas doubted and since Abram had his fears, I want to make another comparison. Look at how Thomas doubted and Abram's fears, and compare that with what God did for them. Jesus appeared to Thomas and took away his doubts. The Lord appeared to Abraham to calm his fears. And when the Lord did that for Thomas and for Abram, they no longer doubted or were afraid, because they believed. And so as we take a closer look at this account from Genesis, we see that faith in God removes fear, because God is our shield and He is our very great reward. So what was Abram's fear? At this moment in his life, it might appear that Abram had nothing to be afraid. When God first called Abram, He told him to leave his homeland and to travel to a land that he did not know. And the Lord protected Abram as he traveled to Canaan. The Lord kept him safe. And in the chapter right before this one, we hear about how Abram was in a huge war. There were four kings that came and attacked the region of Sodom and Gomorrah. And after they won that battle, they dragged away Lot and his family, who were relatives of Abram, as the spoils of that war. Once Abram heard this, he mustered up 318 fighting men, and he attacked those kings, and he won the battle. The Lord protected Abram. And it's right after that battle that we are told, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. Do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield. Abram was told not to be afraid. So what was Abram's fear? Well, look at what Abram said. O sovereign Lord, what can you give me since I remain childless? And the one who will inherit my estate is Eliezer of Damascus. You have given me no children, so a servant in my household will be my heir. When God called Abram to leave his homeland and to travel to the land of Canaan, God promised that Abram's descendants would inherit this land. God promised that all nations on earth would be blessed through Abram and his descendants. These promises of God depended on the fact that the Lord would give Abram a son. But Abram was childless. He was old. His wife was barren. So the only solution that made sense to him was to adopt one of his servants as his own and give his inheritance to that servant, since he couldn't hand down his inheritance to one of his own sons. This was Abram's fear. But the Lord removed that fear from Abram. The word of the Lord came to him, "This man will not be your heir, but a son coming from your own body will be your heir." The Lord promised that this servant would not receive his inheritance. The Lord promised that Abram would indeed have a son from his own flesh and body. And this promise came with a sign. After the Lord promised Abram that he would have a son, he took him outside and said, "Look up at the heavens and count the stars, if indeed you can count them." Then he said, "So shall your offspring be." Not only did the Lord promise that Abram would have a son, but he also promised that his descendants would be as numerous as the stars in the sky. Now, we don't know if Abram actually tried to count the stars in the sky or not. But when he looked at the stars and he listened to the word of the Lord, he believed. And it's that phrase, "the word of the Lord," that I want to highlight. Notice that this account does not stress that the Lord appeared to Abram and said these things. Instead, this account stresses how the word of the Lord appeared to Abram and said these things. It was the word of the Lord that shielded Abram from his fears. It was the word of the Lord that promised that he would have a son. We too have the word of the Lord. The word of the Lord has brought us to faith. The word of the Lord has promised many things to us. But just like Abram, we can look at the word of the Lord and we can still have our fears. The Lord says to us that he is almighty and that he can do anything. But our fears can make us think that God does not have the power to save and to protect us from all danger. The Lord says to us that he is all-knowing and that his ways are best. But our fears can make us think that God doesn't know what he is doing. For if he did, then there wouldn't be the problems that we have in this world and the problems that we have in our life. The Lord says that he is present everywhere and that he is always with us. But our fears can make us think that the Lord is not always with us, that he has forgotten about us. For if the Lord was always with us, then why doesn't he care about the problems that we go through? Why doesn't he care about the tears that we shed? Why doesn't he care about the prayers that we offer up to him? And all the while, we can say to God, "Just give me a sign. Give me some sort of proof. Show me that you are who you say you are." And when we do this, we are not putting our faith in our God, trusting that he is our shield. And that's sinful for us to do. But just like Abram, who had his fears and the Lord appeared to him, so also the Lord appears to us to remove our fears. The Lord comes to us in his word and his sacraments. His sacraments are a sign and a proof of who our God is and his power to save. In baptism, God's word was connected with the water, and he washed away our sins, and he made us a child of God. where he promised that he would always take care of us and nothing would separate us from him. In Holy Communion, we are able to touch and to taste the body and blood of Christ given for us for the forgiveness of all of our sins. And finally, the Lord has given us his word, which we can read and that we can hear. Therefore, when we have our fears, cling to God and his word and sacraments. For putting your faith in God, he and his word will shield you from all of your fears. God is our shield, but he is also something else. Our faith in God removes our fear because God is our great reward. God was Abram's very great reward. When God called Abram to leave his homeland and to travel to the land of Canaan, God promised that he would richly bless him. And he did. God gave Abram great wealth. God gave Abram a great name in that land. And eventually, God gave Abram that promised son that he had been waiting for. But God was Abram's very great reward in a much greater sense. After Abram looked up at the stars, we are told, Abram believed the Lord, and he credited it to him as righteousness. This passage is very, very important because it is quoted in the New Testament as proof that through faith we are saved. This is how God was Abram's very great reward. But allow me to make this statement. Faith does not save. Please allow me to explain. First of all, faith needs an object. Notice what this passage said. Abram believed the Lord. The Lord was the object of Abram's faith. It is faith in God that saves. Therefore, we cannot put our faith in our faith. For if we put our faith in our faith, that's not a solid foundation because our faith fluctuates. You know how true that is. I know how true that is. There are times when there are high points in our faith, and there are times when there are low points. There are times when our faith is strong, and there are times when our faith is weak. We cannot put our faith in our faith. But Satan will tempt us to do that. And when we do, and when our faith can be weak, that's where Satan will appear and say to us, are you sure that your faith saves? Don't you see how much your faith changes? Don't you see how often you don't fully trust? And therefore, we can become afraid. But don't put your faith in your faith. Have faith in God. But there is another reason that I made the statement, faith does not save. Notice again what this passage says. Abram believed the Lord, and he credited it to him as righteousness. This passage does not say Abram believed the Lord and therefore made himself righteous before God. He simply believed, and God credited it to Abram as righteousness. Faith is nothing more than the object that receives the blessings and the rewards that God gives. But we can be tempted not to view faith as the object that receives, but rather that our faith is a work that we do that earns these things from God. You know, we may think, I'm the one who believes. I'm the one who lives my faith. I'm the one who nurtures my faith and comes to church. Now, it certainly is true that God wants you to live your faith and to nurture it. But do not think that what you do makes you right before God. Do not view your faith as a work. But once again, Satan can tempt us to do that. And then he can tempt us to think, are you sure that your faith saves you? Has your faith done enough to make you right before God? Is your faith strong enough to earn salvation? And once again, we can become afraid. But don't put your faith in your faith. Don't put your faith in what you do. Have faith in God. For through faith in God, He is our great reward. Our faith is in Jesus Christ, who never wavered in His trust with His Father. He didn't have a single fear. Our faith is in Christ, who suffered and died to take away our sins and to remove the fear of God's judgment from our lives. But not only is God our great reward when it comes to our salvation, for He credits everything that Christ has done to make us right with Him, God is also our great reward when it comes to everything else in our life. Our faith is in Christ, our risen and ever-living Lord, who lives to calm our fears. He lives to wipe away our tears. He lives to calm our troubled hearts. He lives all blessings to impart. God is our very great reward. Therefore, when we have our fears, have faith in God who removes our fears. God is our shield. He will guard and protect us from all danger. His word promises us that. And believe what He has told you. And God is our very great reward. Do not put your faith in your faith. Do not put your faith in what you do. But have faith in God. For through faith in Him, He credits everything that Christ has done to save us. And we know that this is true because the word of the Lord declares, these words are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing, you may have life in His name. Amen. Please rise. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard and keep your hearts and your minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.